A listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2. Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to me, forager, Hamish.
Oh, okay. Where are those bloody nuts? They're going to be here somewhere.
Ahoy to me, drone, Jacko.
Up here in the sky, Jack, keeping a lookout on the foragers.
Jack, you got a visual on any of those nuts?
can't see them from up here.
Too much undergrowth.
Do you know what we are?
Yes, we're a forest-based team that look for tree nuts in the undergrowth using a mixture of technology and good old-fashioned foraging.
I was saying the roles of a bee colony.
There's a forager bee. And a drone,
a drone bee, of course.
Yep. Drone, of course, the male that cannot reproduce.
There's a guard.
Spermless male. Possibly dickless.
possibly as in you can't remember, or scientists haven't got to the bottom of it.
Well, that's why it's so small, missed it by bees. they're not sure if it's in there. I think a drone is a male, but he certainly has no sexual prowess.
Mm. Hard worker, though. He's the one out there.
He's not distracted. He's got nothing else he's thinking about. All the other males are on Tinder.
Ahoy to Paul as well, Ham, who uploaded his message to us in the easy system to use at hamishandandy.com.
Ahoy, Hamish and Andy. It's Paul from the Government Podcast Mandation Station. Look, unfortunately, I'm going to have to commend and condemn you guys and deny the 10,769th request to finally put an end to the mandated 3-month podcast break.
Damn it.
Look, I'm on your side here, guys, but with my hands tied, the bigwigs upstairs are saying no. Your tenacity and determination to put this debacle to an end is something we haven't seen here in this very nation-specific branch of the government.
Damn.
But once again, you will need to take that break. I'm just getting in here early, but I know this will fall on deaf ears. I know nothing will stop you guys from pursuing this to the bitter, bitter end. But we must insist on all those multiple golf sims being used. Must have been really nice.
Appreciate that. Always nice to hear from the government.
Mando. That's a shame. It means, I suppose, look, we'll take it at the end as it is. At the end of the year, we'll have that 3 months, but we'll hate that break.
I had a few people asking as well in the lead up to the recent election. People were going, will this change? Will different parties have different rules about the mandated thing? But unfortunately, it's like the Mint or the Governor General. It's like it doesn't matter who's in.
Yeah.
It's the cogs of government, regardless of party.
Yep.
So, I hope it didn't sway anyone's vote. Hoping to change things on the mandated front. We'll keep fighting it. But as you just heard there, certainly the odds are stacked well against us.
Guys, I've got some big news.
Hit us.
What do you think the best thing we've purchased this year has been?
I really want to go those bug assaults, the assault guns that shoot flies out of the air.
That's certainly been my favourite purchase. I'm probably at over 200 kills.
Well, hit the music, Jack, because guess what?
What have you got?
By the makers of bug assault. Have you found, Ham?
Don't tell me there's a pistol.
Is
there one you can put in an ankle holster?
Have you found that the flies can see you coming from time to time?
Do you know what? This isn't a crazy
because
thing.
Because of the fluorescent nature of the rifle itself.
I say this to Zoe. I've said this to Zoe because we keep our bug assault in the kitchen above the fridge, and I'm the one. I'm obviously the hunter.
Yeah.
And I get so excited when there's a fly in the house, and I will hunt it to the death.
Mm.
I said to her, I'm noticing the flies are adapting their behaviour almost as if word has spread.
Yeah, right.
That they go, as soon as you see this orange thing come out, because usually you just have to wait till they land. I have hit one out of the air before, but it's hard. Mm. It's like
verified. People see it?
Sunny saw it.
Okay.
It's very, very hard to hit it out of the air. It's sort of like during, like in World War II, where they're like, there's like so much anti-aircraft fire going up, but the planes are just flying through. Like, it's very hard to hit one. I've noticed early days they would land more regularly, and that's where you're going for the kill. And these days they just keep flying and flying and flying like they don't want to stop.
They don't dare land.
And I feel like they've learned to recognise the gun from the very few that escape, and I can never find again. Oh my God, what's this?
The good folks, Bug Assault, wanted us to be on the forefront of their new technology.
Did they really?
And their new technology is camouflage paint.
It does have the orange bit at the end, which I understand you have to have legally. But by and large, that is a much more...
Now, it does assume that we live...
In the jungle.
In the jungle.
I guess I this is for kitchen,
a kitchen camouflage, like maybe pots and pans or like a teacup... Like printed on the side would have
actually
allowed it to mold.
Is it still the Bug Assault 3 or 4? It looks like
this is the Bug Assault 3.0.
Right. Okay, they haven't upgraded.
They haven't upgraded. I'll hand
not
it to
that I think there could be too many things you would do. One thing I would like is a slightly better rail sighting system.
As in a sighting?
Well, you do have it. You've got a front sight, but I'd like the rear sights to be raised a little bit more so you can. It's a technical.
I'm glad you asked.
Oh, don't tell me.
Because another little package came in here.
If they've got a scope you can put on.
One better.
Laser. Very interesting.
Sniper. An attachment to the top of your Bug Assault.
The reason I haven't absolutely lost my shit here with excitement, and I am excited, did they say anything about whether or not the laser can distract or alert the fly?
No. Oh, let me have a look read here.
Because that would be my concern that the fly gets distracted or alerted to your presence. Because flies are very good at seeing things. And if you're shining a bright light on it, I don't want to scare it away. I want it to sit still.
It doesn't say. I'd have to go back to the makers. It luckily just fell on my side of the email fence. That's how I intercepted this. But basically it's a bug beam. So this is essentially a laser pointer.
Yes,
that we can clip on the top of your Bug Assault, camouflaged or uncamouflaged, and this then turn it on and you can see where you're pointing before you fire.
Hang on, I might just quickly take back my complaint about the sight. Mm. How does it? It says here it's got a pop-up sight. You know how I said the rear sights are too low?
Yeah. You haven't been popping it up.
Well, I think I just unpacked mine so fast I never read the instructions. It says here they pop up.
Oh.
So the rear sights pop up. My only complaint is like this rear sight is seen too low. You just have to use the front sight. I won't be using any of those sights anymore.
There's a laser sight as well.
Oh, my God.
So what I was hoping for, Ham, is your review last time of the Bug Assault was, a great bit of broadcasting history. People really enjoyed it. We just wanted to see whether
the distractor here, so I'm just using the sight.
He's like a cat. He's seen a laser pointer going off and he can't. I've lost.
I might have to talk to you at the end of the show. No, do you know what is interesting about the sight here? It's people that have used. Oh, yeah, it's not too bad. I was going to say it's a little bit diffused because, like, you actually don't want too powerful a laser, especially when there's kids in the house. Mm. But that's about right. I reckon they've done testing on that.
Okay. Okay, we can look forward to a review then. See how the site goes.
1,000%.
Yep, and Merry Christmas, Jacko. There's another one under my feet as well.
I wasn't sure. 100%.
Far out.
And that one's for me. Oh. No, Jacko, one for you as well. And you know, obviously, it's early for Gordy to go out on his first hunting trip with you.
No, but we've been sitting in squalor with flies everywhere and I haven't been wanting to touch them the old way with a fly swatter because I've been waiting to use the Bug Assault.
Unload, my friend. Thank you, Ando. Ando, while you and I go about our daily life, Jack also has the added responsibilities of being a father these days.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But he continues, I have on good authority, he continues his shadow life as Greg Internet.
Yes, that's true. My chess moniker.
His chess alias.
He's still chessing.
Yeah, a lot.
Now, have you been allowed to chess yet?
So Adam Spencer last year told
me. Comedian/mathematician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, told me that I was playing too many games. Essentially, I was binging games and I wasn't progressing. So he banned me from games and said I have to do the lessons and puzzles one game a week. As soon as
have you been sticking to that?
No, when the baby was born, that's gone out the window and now I binge like crazy.
Because, you know, as with when you've got a newborn, you're always just looking for a bit of Greg time. You know, you're hiding in the toilet or, you know, sitting in the car for five minutes longer or 10 minutes longer. You come home from radio. Where's Greg? He should be home. Greg Internet's outside in his car probably smashing games. Do you wonder how I know that you're still playing fiercely, Jack?
Are people dubbing me in?
Or are you on?
Not only that. But I have a screen recording of someone playing.
Wonderful.
Going, Greg Internet, he's back at it again. Yeah. He's playing. And
so they were playing me, or because you can also watch people's games, were they just there?
Oh, don't get carried away, mate. You're not on center court.
Jesus, okay, Cristiano Ronaldo.
You sure they hadn't flown interstate to watch one of my matches? No, mate. They were playing you head to head, and Ando, it was none other than Magic Mike.
Really?
Our friend, Magician
Sneaky
Mike.
Now, did Magician Mike beat Jack?
Yep.
Comfortably?
So he sends me, he goes, oh, here we go. Finally, the day has arrived. Sends me the quick screenshot mid-game of Greg Internet versus, I'm not sure what Mike's name is, just, you know, Magician Mike Internet. So sends
quick
me
quick
the opening move.
Jacko, can anyone request you just because knowing your name?
Yes.
And you get a lot of requests?
Yes, but I don't play, this is a good chance to say this, I don't play daily games. I prefer 10-minute or 15-minute games, so don't,
Greg's
too many, way too many daily game requests. Yeah. I'm not accepting them.
Yeah, that is a good time to say that.
Why not? Thank God. Well, that's why we started the podcast. I remember Andy and I 4 years ago went, you know what? Wouldn't it be good to have a platform where Jack can get some chess messages out?
So, but is it like
what's
boxing,
the difference? Is that because a daily game could last all day?
No, daily game means you can take a move per day. So it could last a year.
Greg, don't have that kind of time.
No.
Another question then, like a boxing match, can you pick someone you think you might be able to beat? Do you look up their credentials and try and get like a
Well, that's why you, that's what, well, you're actually better to chess.com, the people they choose to verse you, it's better to play them because they're going to be a similar rating.
Right.
Magic Mike, your friend Hamish, for example, he's rated at 1200, so he is better than me.
Ooh, what's it out?
Oh, not by much. I saw your rating's about 1180.
Yeah.
What's it out?
Pretty similar.
No. Well, I actually think that now we're getting into the weeds, but I think Magic Mike I think his rating should be way higher. I've never beaten it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I don't think he's a 1200 player. I think he might be like an 1819. And somehow he's
1900. Yeah. So somehow he. So do you reckon.
Maybe he's fudging with a second account or something to play me.
Doggo.
So you
lowering
think,
his handicap.
You think he then goes and plays other people and deliberately loses to keep his rating down?
It's possible.
Isn't it amazing that Jack, rather than just going, he beat me fair and square, Jack's got this elaborate web of lies that Mike must be running. I was hooked when he sent the screenshot going, I'm about to play Greg Internet. Finally, I've got him.
Got him.
The day has come. Okay, great. Keep me posted. Not very long after, the video came in of just Mike putting Jack to the absolute sword.
Yeah,
really.
That's why I reckon he's much better than he says he is.
Was it? Were you on the ropes the whole game?
No, but it doesn't take him. You know, it might take him a couple of minutes to do something where if you're down a piece or two, you're never coming back from that.
Right. Well, I know you can only see when you play the game. It's just a very simple chessboard, and you've just got pieces like 2D pieces moving around. From where I was sitting, this is just what it looked like to me, but it looked like his moves were confident and yours were hesitant.
You can't tell from 2D pieces moving around the board, confident.
Just send me your screenshot.
It looked like his moves were confident. And I'll tell you the other thing. He, Mike smelling blood, right, kept trying to initiate a chat and Jack kept rejecting the chat.
Yes, he tried. Yes, that's my other problem with him. He tries to chat about everyday stuff like, oh, how are you going? How's Gordon going? Stop chatting. You're putting me off.
So Jack on the ropes. It was quite an amazing thing to watch. It's
I'm
like
just looking at now, boxing. Yeah, it does look pretty hesitant.
Yeah.
I'm not. This is it. I'm not playing him anymore, by the way, because he sends me, now he will just send me a text message outside of the chess.com app. You must have given him my number. He'll
oh
send
God,
me a chess.
I haven't, but I'm enjoying just seeing your brain run wild with these conspiracy theories.
He just sends me a chess piece emoji with a question mark, and that's him ready to play chess and
How
beat me.
How have we found someone that's got less time than you?
He should be practicing magic, but for some reason he's a chess
genius.
Doesn't
need to. He's very good. He's very good. I mean, he does Zoom magic shows. They only last for 15 minutes. He's got the whole rest of the day to fill in.
Hey, we talked to him last week on the show, a unique special skill that he wowed us with, the Chomp Master, Dan Sugars.
We were so interested by this idea that someone could chomp a song. We weren't going, I mean, I hope you've heard last week's episode. You're not just playing these episodes on random because we had to do a lot of clarifying. It's like he's chomping his teeth together to create a tune that he sort of, we assume he varies his lips and, you know, it's the shape of his mouth. He kept, but the problem was he kept saying, chomp a song, chomp a song. I can chomp a song, like it was a normal thing to do. And we would just had not heard of this. Now,
different notes with different chomps was a pretty exciting prospect.
He said you could hear it across a boardroom.
Yep. That's what gave us the boardroom setting. We caught up with him and his partner, Haley, earlier today. They came down on the cheapest available flight and they'll be going back this afternoon.
I think they're already back in the air.
The special skill was if he chomped a song from the other side of a boardroom, would we be able to identify that song immediately?
Yep.
A coin was on the line.
Dan, I mean, I'm already giggling because we've all gone business.
I'm giggling because I can't stop staring at your teeth.
Yes. You did say so. You
they said are the money maker, yes. Yes. Yeah.
You said that they were a good size, but it's the...
Not distractingly so. No. I'm only looking at them because we're here to feature them.
And you said the chamber in which they sit, there's some kind of cavities in there that allow some kind of echo that is better something to behold.
I guess there's just a combination of things going on that allow the projection to ring true. I was testing it out in the bathroom a little bit as well, and things are feeling pretty good.
We should point out, I mean, you're here with your partner, Hayley, and we said, where's Dan? And she said, he's brushing his teeth.
Does it work better with a clean tooth?
Well, I think,
you don't want to have any extra kind of things blocking,
I suppose, I mean, it's not going to win or
dampen the sound.
Yes, it won't win or lose you a Formula One race, but you might as well race with a clean car.
You leave the house when you freshly showered and you present yourself for the day, right? So it's kind of that
situation.
You look
good to chomp good.
Yeah. Exactly.
When's the first time you heard Dan do this, Hayley?
I feel like you chomped. It's a weird sort of sentence to say, but I feel like you started to say that you had this skill when we'd been together for like a year or so.
Really? You kept it for a year? So it's the kind of thing like when billionaires don't really want to tell a girl that they own a lot of money. Like, it's so good. So you're like, you wanted Hayley to love you for you, not just for your chomping.
I guess subconsciously, that's Clark Kent obviously what was going on, yes.
Needed to wait before going, listen, I also have a wardrobe full of the same suit.
When I felt it was starting to teeter a bit, that's when I, hey, there's this as well.
And then he had
And then, gets another year sort of thing.
So. And were you just in awe straight away, Hayley?
Well, when he first said, I can chomp songs, I was like, we can all chomp a song. It's not very special. But then he did a bit of a chomp performance and I was like, okay, that is pretty special.
Yeah.
I can't do that, so...
I don't think I can do it either. I was just doing a few practice chomps while I was waiting for you and it just seems...
give us your best one now.
It's all right.
I'm not trying to, I know it's fully amateur, but I think it's because my jaw and my teeth, they're not at the same level.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember how we got to this, but the test is, I think you said it would be distracting enough in a boardroom situation.
Dan said, we said, at what distance could you hear it? He said, the other end of a boardroom.
That's right.
That's where it got into a boardroom.
That's how we've come to today's test, which is, so if you had a job where you had to go in a boardroom and present, and Annie and I are the investment board or whatever. We're the CEOs. We're down one end of the boardroom. You guys are coming in the other end. From memory, the test is to get out of not having prepared your presentation properly, you have to chomp a song.
Yeah.
Right.
And if we can tell the song, we'll rate that as us being sufficiently distracted by the chomping performance to forget about your corporate presentation.
Yep. Yes. Okay.
That's the application of the skill.
So we'll sit at this end. You'll walk in. We'll say something along the lines of,
thank you.
Thank you for coming. Can you present the figures for June?
I mean, we'll save the gold.
And that's when you try to distract us with a chomp.
Yeah.
Straight into it. Quick one just for you and I.
Yeah.
Should we confer? Like, say if you jump in straight away and get it wrong, or if I jumped in straight away and get it wrong, didn't want to paint you as the person getting it wrong here. But
I don't know many music things.
Should we turn to each other and go, I think it's Queen, or I think it's...
There's going to be two things I think we'll be judging on. Number one, it would just be like the volume and the spectacle of seeing a man chomp. That's
out of 10 for me, that'll be one particular score.
Yeah.
Then the accuracy of do I know that song will be the next kind of component.
Okay.
So let's confer
yep.
and I'll give you my spectacle score
yes.
and then the accuracy score.
Okay. Hope that doesn't put more pressure on you, but Dan...
Oh, it does, but I love the pressure.
Okay, so. Cool.
Here we go.
You guys can see yourself out that door. We'll sit here
yep.
and in a moment's time we'll call you in.
Okay. Indeed. Thank you.
So what would CEOs normally be talking about right now as we wait for them?
Well, I don't like the disease borrowing costs.
And the market looks...
The market's choppy.
It's sketchy.
It's up and down.
Yeah.
Certainly up and down. I prefer it all up.
Same. I'm exactly the same.
Then I like to sell at the top,
yep.
let it crash. That's where I buy.
At the bottom?
Yes.
That's a wise move.
Yes. That's how I like to do it.
Yeah.
That's how I got to where I am. Where the hell's
sugar? That
yeah, that's how I can afford these suits. Where the hell's sugars and his numbers? That's how I know when to buy and sell. My presentations from the underlings.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't distract us. I'm going to be very interested to see these numbers.
Exactly.
Unless, of course, something else gets my attention.
Come on in.
Come in, sugars.
Sugars.
And Hayley.
Hayley.
We eagerly await the report.
Yes, indeed. I've been preparing for this all day.
Great.
All day?
Well, it's not even midday.
Would have hoped there was a bit more work put into it.
As a powerful businessman, I do get up before the sun rises, so it has been a full day.
Okay. Well, congratulations. I, too, game recognised game. I, too, have been up monitoring the NASDAQ.
Okay, well, the June's figures, right? We're looking
That's
for
what
June.
We're after.
Well, before I get to that,
mm-hmm. yes,
there is something I'd like to present to you.
If you unorthodox.
Draw but attention.
We'll
to this
allow respect. It. We'll hang on. We'll allow it, but I should say, sugars, I'm laser focused on business,
right.
So it would have to be very good.
Okay.
Yeah, to make this detour.
Yes. Well, let's see. Well, it does tie in. I promise. If
okay.
it's something like.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's taking you to July.
Just with your teeth? Sugars, you magnificent corporate son of a bitch. That was that
amazing.
Take on me by aha?
It certainly
just
was.
Just with you've, your teeth?
You've got a knack, I must say.
Sugars. Forget June's numbers.
I can't even remember what my job is. Give us another.
Yeah, if we skip to maybe something of, yeah, July possibly.
Sugars, triple promotion.
Sugars, you're the new head of the company.
I want you five rungs up the ladder.
We're taking you to Tokyo. We're showing this to the head office. Unbelievable.
Darth Vader, well right. done. We salute you.
Unbelievable. Have a business coin.
Thank you. Yes,
and
I thought you'd be impressed, yeah.
That is absolutely good enough to distract the top brass.
Wow, sorry, I haven't laughed like that for a long time. And apologies, I meant to be professional on the radio or broadcast sense, but it was sensational. Of course you get a coin.
It was
obvious what the song was.
I know, and thank God, because it's like half excitement that you're like, oh, I exactly know the song, but then half relief that you don't have to tell this man grinning and chomping at you. Sorry, mate.
I think the enthusiasm in which that you chomp with
is
part of it.
It's infectious. I agree, Hayley. It's infectious enthusiasm.
Dan, was there a big selection process when it came to choosing the song? Obviously, it's a big part of The Voice.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can just choose the wrong song and you're out of the competition.
That was a concern.
What else did you throw out?
Well, I've done the last 3 weeks a lot of R&D with... a lot of people of just kind of going, hey, what do you think about this?
and excellent, and that's always a good way to start R&D. But excellent choice for aha because it's fast.
Yes,
it's it matched the facial expression,
didn't it?
But then also, am I the only person in the room that got nervous for the Star Wars, the Imperial theme?
It started
at the start. I went, uh oh.
I mean, this is just.
Yeah, so I did trial that quite a bit.
Slow on one note, but then as soon as then it hits to that main thing, we knew Darth Vader was coming in, and we knew you had
cloak flowing.
And you got it. We knew you had a coin.
You got the coin. Done. Well done.
Well done.
Hayley and I had there was a song that was in contention that
give it to us now. Let's see.
That she was like, "You can't do it," but I'm like,
"What? This is like an 11 out of 10. This one.
Well,
a hard one."
Yeah, let's say it's hard. What's it worth, do you reckon? Is it worth like...
It's not worth an acorn coin.
Right.
But I liked your enthusiasm for going for it.
Can I just find my starting note?
Yeah.
I think that's good. Okay. Three.
Oh, Mario Brothers. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh. Jeez, bloody good, isn't he? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do it. I mean, no, easy, easy. We got that.
I make it look easy.
No, 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 sorry. We got it easy.
Yes, yeah. All right, sorry.
Hard. Well done, Hayley.
Thank you for coming. We know you flew yourself down because, of course...
Well, as the Teeth's talent manager, I couldn't not be here, really.
That's right,
It was the right move.
And we know you've got to get to the airport too, cheapest available.
Indeed. Wow.
Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
No worries, thank you.
And two big situations on the sports fronts happened this week. Number one, I began the journey towards being a golfer.
Yes.
Now, Jack, you mentioned to me earlier today when we caught up, you were like, "Oop, my golf clubs should be getting here soon." You don't have clubs yet.
No, but I did a nice little ambassadorship for Callaway. They didn't ask for me to do it, but I put my hand up and said I will swing with Callaway's.
Yep.
And hoping they come in any day now.
So hang on.
An involuntary ambassadorship.
Yeah. So you said it or did you say
I said it on this podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's happened. I haven't even heard from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're hoping that any day soon they come in.
Surely that's got to get to someone who knows someone who talks to Johnny Callaway or whatever his name is. So, and then he'll say send the clubs.
Jack's thrown one down the pipe, hoping that clubs fall out the other end.
Yes.
That's happening. Now, look, I have of my own free will, I chose to pursue a set of TaylorMades. Mm. We struck a very generous, I thought, thank you deal. certainly not what I was after.
No.
I was flabbergasted to find out.
Yeah, that they'd be free.
They would be competitively priced.
Mm.
And it caused me to say, thank you, Taylor. To them.
Yeah.
And
on the phone.
And on the phone. Not on air. I don't have a deal where I have to say thank you, TaylorMade, on here.
No.
I just said to them, thank you, TaylorMade. So I'm just repeating a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm not doing any plugs.
Yes.
So thank you, TaylorMade, for, you really are the world's best precision golf brand, is what I was saying on the phone. Anyway. That's just a private conversation that I had, which I've chosen to share.
Yeah, great.
Because I think transparency is the best policy
on
the podcast. So took the clubs out for thank you, but also, as people know, that they send 11 hats as well and no drivers. So there still is a bit of waiting for the big sticks that's going on. So sometimes I say no thank or I wonder where are those other ones?
Where are you? Thank you. Where are you, TaylorMade?
Yes. And they go, "Do you get the hats?"
Not as powerful a message as thank you.
And they say, "Yeah, got the hats."
Yeah.
Well hatted, an 11 hatted golfer now. So I took a selection of caps to the driving range, and I had a lesson.
Yes.
And I sent this to Andy, Jack, and
we had a lesson with Beef.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know? Aussie
Beef? I've heard of Aussie Beef. Yeah, I haven't met him.
Great guy. Oh, yep. So you realise you're coming in like right on the bottom rung here. Mm. Like you're coming in. You've got a long way to go. Because Jack was talking to me this morning about how excited he is to get his clubs. Mm. But you're just jacked up on the prospect of free stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't think until today that I'll have to put hours upon hours of time in to actually get good at golf when the clubs come.
Like tens of hours. Mm, hundreds of hours.
Yeah.
That's the thing you realize when you get there. It's sort of like, you've seen a picture of Eddie Vedder and been like, oh, wouldn't that be cool?
All I need is a guitar and microphone.
And now you're at your first guitar lesson going, okay.
Right.
Right.
And how long did it take Eddie?
Is there the Veta package?
I wonder I could get that sort of six and done, play a concert by your seventh. So you have to celebrate the small wins. Like you have to celebrate getting one in the air kind of thing. I've made my first, I've taken my first step as a golfer, which is because golf is terrible for your marriage, and that's part of it. That's par for the course, as we say. And it's a real marriage killer.
Yep.
So I like to think I did some good stuff with my swing at the driving range, and then I went home and begun golf's assault on the marriage.
Yes.
I took my first swings with the club at the range, and I took my first swings of the hammer to the perfect mirror of our marriage at home. This is the mistake I made. Like, I don't know if is golf brain a thing, like where you're thinking about golf
all the time.
And I made, which now looking back in the cold light of day, I'm like, what was I doing? Like, I was golf drunk. Yeah. I think I because is that a thing too where I've hit 50 balls and
particularly if you've come straight off a lesson.
Yep, I had.
Yeah.
I had. And so I come home absolutely golf drunk. Like, I've hit 100, 200 balls maybe.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, I've still got like I've kind of got blisters on my hands because I'm holding it in a weird way and stuff. But
you make the mistake of thinking other people are interested.
This is what I did. This is the first step of ruining the marriage.
Yeah.
Not only did I think Zoe would care, I showed her a slow-mo video of my swing. I showed her a slow-mo before and after.
Yeah.
And Ollie, the coach, he'd drawn lines on me, like on my spine and on the stick, and like just to go, this is where you begun and this is where we've got you to.
Yep.
And I was so golf drunk that I wasn't even watching Zoe's face. And I was like flicking through the videos, running this commentary, showing her the improvement. And it was only by about the fourth video that I like looked over and went, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm off my head here. I've never seen someone so bored. She's so bored.
So bored, yeah.
She was so bored. She couldn't believe that I would be saying this to her.
Yeah, exactly. Essentially, she's like, I read a book today. Watch me reading the book. It's like,
she was like, it was really like I'd come home plastered. And she was like, what are you doing in the house talking like this? And that... So step one.
Step one.
Step one complete. Do I get a stamp from you as my sponsor?
Absolutely. And that'll certainly make TaylorMade happy.
Absolutely. No, I rang them straight afterwards though and did say thank you. But that's a private conversation.
Haim, something has popped up that it made me gasp. I'm a gasp.
No, it's a ghast.
Is it?
Yeah. You can gasp as you're a ghast.
Okay, well, that's right.
A-G-H-A-S-T.
Okay, I'm a ghast.
Be a great word or word if there were six available.
Yeah. I gasped and I was a ghast.
Yep.
Because...
Play on.
In fact, it involves Hogs. Our mate Hogs is on the show from time to time. Jacko, if you've got the number there.
Sure, people, of course, no Hogs. It's like, you know, he's the man that brought the Power Moves book to life.
Yes.
Book publisher extraordinaire, hesitant T-shirt, third-party warehouser.
And obviously inventor.
Inventor. Began as the inventor.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hogs. Andy Haim here. How are you, bud?
Good, boys. How are you going?
Very good.
Good. You're on the pod.
Yeah.
I'm aghast.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gasping.
You're shocked?
You're shocked.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Welcome to Synonyms with Hogs.
And I feel like it concerns you, and I want to know how you feel, because I'm actually aghast on your behalf almost.
Right.
Yeah.
Have I done anything wrong?
No, I think you've done everything right.
Do you think something's been done wrong to Hogs?
I think something's been done wrong to Hogs.
Yeah.
Already agreeing. I don't know what it is, but I generally like this pattern. I find it easier than if I've done something wrong.
You know ex-AFL Hall of Famer, I think, Gary Lyon.
Yeah.
Obviously a part of your momentous club, Australian football legend, played for the D's. He's got a breakfast radio show at the moment with Tim Watson as another ex-football star.
Yeah.
I'll play back what Gary was talking about just a week or so ago.
Your idea, I don't know, what did you term it? Field marination. That's that what you've called it?
Yes, that's right.
It's actually quite brilliant.
Thank you.
If I was you, I'd be trying to sell that idea overseas.
I've taken calls.
Have you?
Yes. And I've
What are you working on now?
I've just got a nice 3 acres of mint.
What? So you're going to have...
I'll run the lambs through the mint.
Yep.
Oh, and God. You get a nice, lightly minted lamb cutlet.
How many laps of the mint do they need to do before it starts to marinate them?
I leave them in for 4 days.
Beautiful.
He's really doing it.
And if you're very much a mint person, you could stretch it to 6. But then you get a very heavily minted lamb.
Hogs.
Bloody lamb. Mint lamb.
Yeah. You came up with this, what do you reckon, 2007, 2008?
I reckon, yeah, it was in the first few years of our Drive radio show, Hogs. This was one of Hogs' inventions.
Yeah.
I think you guys had a good old laugh at it.
No,
we wouldn't have done that. Like
we would have absolutely supported it.
our magic man on the audio, Marshy, has located when you talked about it originally. I'm going to say, what are we? It's 15 years ago. Yeah. I mean, if Gary Lyon thinks he's a pioneer, boy, does he have another thing coming.
He's listening to the Remembering Project.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we have you our bit?
This is Hall's back in the day.
You know, your standard, just your lamb you have for dinner.
Oh, yeah, your standard lamb.
You normally have put mint jelly or mint sauce on it.
You do?
Sure,
yeah. Or lamb. Or, my invention, cut out the mint sauce. Cut out the jelly, right?
Yeah.
Send the lambs into the mint paddy. You throw some mints. Lead the lambs to the mint.
Yep.
There you have it, mint lamb, gentlemen.
See, very supportive.
It's exactly the same thing. What?
I told you had a laugh.
I remember
laughing.
I remember us going. Ha ha ha, you've done it, horse. Oh, you magnificent son of a bitch. This one's a winner.
So what do you want to say to Gary? He's 10 and a half years late.
Mm. Yeah, that's he must have listened over the time because no one comes up with that kind of stuff.
No, yep. Exactly.
It sounded like Gary was actually saying he was doing this. Is he actually doing it?
Well, if he is, Hogs, do you want us to pursue?
I think, yeah, if I could have some kind of percentage. I mean, they're the rules.
What percentage would you be happy with?
Yeah, given the fact that, let's assume here that Gary Lyon has gone and got a farm, grown the mint, and is running live lambs through the mint, and he's, you know, getting them processed and sold. Mm. So he's covered all of that. Mm. What percentage do you think is fair for you?
Well, probably a good, you'd think 10% for the idea, but normally, like the good people of the Hogs Invention listeners, they called up and they were happy to invest.
Yeah.
And he's just gone on off and done it by himself.
Mm. Which is, look, it probably means it's smarter, isn't it, than rather than relying on third-party investments.
Well, do they get
now
any?
He's got 90 instead of 10.
Well, yeah, true. Do we go back and find out who the people said that were willing to invest and they get some of your 10?
Probably.
Oh, gee, that's us. But do you have a message for Gary? Do you want to cease and desist? What do you want?
Oh, I wouldn't mind. Yeah, just a little bit of appreciation at least.
Yep. Okay.
It'll probably be a new legal concept, wouldn't it? You've got here, it's a cease. It says you've got a cease and desist or 10 letter.
A 10?
So cease and desist or 10. 10. 10's also an option. You don't have to cease and desist.
Thanks, Orgs. Cheers, buddy.
All right, boy.
See you, mate.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.